Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Worst loss of the whole year.
How can you say that? We only lost by 3 touchdowns.
I tell you, the only thing that's keeping me from running out this door and hurling myself off the balcony is the fact that we got a 3-day weekend coming up. I don't have to see anybody, I don't have to talk to anybody, and I'm not going to let anybody annoy me.
There was a message on the voicemail Howard Burley called. He and Shirley are coming for the weekend. He'll be at your house 9:00 tomorrow morning.
Honey. Oh, did you air out the guest bedroom?
Christine, this is Florida. There is no air.
I found a place for that needlepoint that Howard and Shirley gave us when we moved.
Ooh, I hate that thing.
Oh, I'll take it down as soon as they leave.
Ooh, 2 things to look forward to.
Don't be such a grouch. They'll only be here for a couple of days.
Oh, Christine, I need to relax over the weekend.
So we'll relax with them.
Oh, come on. Their idea of relaxing is spending the night making homemade cheese.
It was butter, and it was just that one time.
Look, I can understand they want to visit, but do they have to stay here? Why can't they pay for a hotel?
Hayden, they're our friends.
Okay, we'll pay for the hotel. Hello.
Oh, Martine. Oh, I'm glad you're back.
What's this stuff?
Well, seeing as Howard and Shirley are going to be here for a few days, I thought we needed some more things for the guest bathroom. Did you find everything?
1 big bottle of sunscreen, number 45. 2 sun hats, 2 beach towels, and an extra large bottle of talcum powder. This must be some very pale and moist people, huh? That must be them.
Oh. Christine. If we hurry, we can be out the back door in the car and up the street before they finished hugging Martine.
You know how Howard is with you, Hayden. You can run, but he's going to track you down. And when he finds you, he's going to hug you.
Here we are!
Hi, Christine!
Hello, Shirley. Hello,
Howard. Hi, Christine. Look at you! Oh, well, look at you. Hayden? Oh, boy.
Oh, I need a big lug.
No, I'm fine, you little lug.
The weather is so beautiful down here. I think that humidity has really gotten a bad rap. Nothing wrong with a little sweat.
Howard likes it when I shine.
Shirley, I think it's time for their gift.
Oh, right.
What is the one thing you miss the most about Minnesota?
Besides you guys?
Yeah.
Now that you live in Florida, what do you miss most about Minnesota?
Well, I guess I would have to say the changing of the seasons.
Instant autumn! Go ahead, jump in.
Oh, well, this is so...
Did you bring a rake?
Of course. And later we're going to teach you how to make mulch.
Look at this place. Christine, this is such a beautiful house.
Thank you.
Yeah, forgive the mess.
So, how was your flight?
Great, Christine. Everything that's happened since we've left Minnesota has been great. We got a free upgrade at the rental car counter. Did you ever ride in a minivan? Oh, it's a kick.
It has a tape deck, so we stopped at a car wash to buy Olivia Newton-John tapes.
I honestly love you.
So, why don't I just show you to your room and you guys can freshen up and then I'll make a big breakfast.
Great!
And brought plenty of Burley butter.
Oh.
Christine, thank you so much for taking me to Disney World. I bet you take people there all the time.
No, actually, I've never been there before today.
No.
I always just thought I'd wait for one of my nieces or nephews or you to come to town.
It's such a wonderful place. The food, the shops, the rides. Can we go back again tomorrow?
Oh, I think the park is closed on Saturdays.
What a day!
Look how sunburned your head is.
How bad is it?
You look like a match.
I've told you a million times you should have worn a hat.
Well, why don't you loan them yours, Shirley? That'll complete the ensemble.
Guys, have a nice day.
Oh, we had a great time out there, didn't we, Hayden?
Oh, yeah.
Hayden and I rode in one golf cart, and some friends of his from the club rode in the other. Oh, those were great guys. I think we really hit it off.
Well, you know how total strangers are. They just love it when you completely open up to them.
They were so nice. I hit a ball into the woods on the 12th hole, and they volunteered to go and look for it. They didn't even want us to wait for them. They said, go on playing.
You know, it's a shame they never caught up to us so they could hear the end of the story about your surgery.
Howard, I can't believe how red your scalp is. I better rub some aloe on there before you blister.
Oh, good idea. Oh, did you bring the cream or the ointment?
Cream.
Which scent?
Coconut.
Let's go.
Oh, you wouldn't have believed it, Christine.
These guys couldn't wait to get away from us. I've never seen a golf cart pop a wheelie before.
Well, you have a few hours, Christine. I'll give you a blow-by-blow account of Howard's polyp removal.
Okay, this is a little rough. But they are very nice people. And we only have to entertain them for one more day. Then they will go home, having had a great weekend. And we will be free of them for a long, long time.
Maybe you're right.
Hey there, lovebirds.
Big idea. Shirley and I just had our little talk. What would you say if we told you we could stay the whole week?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You're serious?
Oh, yeah.
I think what Hayden is trying to say is, don't they need you back at Minnesota State?
Oh, no. I've got things running so smoothly, I don't even have to be there. I mean, the few times I was away. Well, Hayden, you remember how smoothly things ran when I wasn't there?
Yeah. I take pride in that.
Well, whole other week. This will be fun.
Now we can go back to Disney World.
And I want to play every golf course in this town.
Howard, I may be able to get you on some nice courses, but I got a game coming up. I'm going to be in the office all week.
Even better! I'll go to work with you. See what a professional football team is really like. Oh, boy, this is the best vacation we've ever had.
Morning, Hayden.
Hey, Coach. Hey, where were you guys all weekend?
What do you mean?
Well, I was trying to get a hold of you. I really needed your help.
Well, I was busy. I was real busy.
Me too.
You had car wash, ATM, church.
You went to church?
No, I didn't. But, you know a lot of the people did. You know. A lot of religious traffic.
Well, did you get my messages?
Oh, is that you? My answering machine has been garbling stuff.
Well, you're mine, too. It's awful. You just can't rely on this modern technology.
Well, I don't suppose the breakdown of both of your answering machines has anything to do with Howard and Shirley being here, does it?
Oh, Howard and Shirley. I've completely forgot.
Oh, me too. Boy, I completely slipped my mind.
Oh, God, now they're gone.
Oh, darn.
I was really looking forward to seeing them.
Well, you know, it's funny how life has a way of working these things out.
What do you mean?
Surprise!
Howard.
Look here!
Zara!
See, Howard, I thought you were just going to stay for the weekend.
Oh, I couldn't leave without seeing you guys.
Oh, but
you've got work to do. The three of us will catch up at lunch.
Huh?
Lunch?
Yeah, I told Howard you guys insisted on taking him to lunch.
Oh, that's right. We'll see you at lunch.
I'm not paying.
Oh, but you are.
Wow. So, this is the pros. This is the big time. Woo! Go Breakers!
Well, Howard, you know, I got a coach's meeting coming up here in a few minutes.
Don't you worry about me. You won't even know I'm here. You just go on with your business. I'll stay out of your way.
Yeah.
Coach Fox, you have a call from Charles Kisley. He says he's the president of Minnesota State. Do you want to take it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Chuck, hey, how you doing?
Fine, Hayden, and you?
Oh, fine. So what's up?
Well, I suppose you've heard we fired Howard Burley.
What?
We fired Burley.
Does he know?
Sure. His last day was Thursday. He said he was going on vacation.
Well, why'd you fire him?
Come on, Hayden. Now, the reason I'm calling is we wanted to know if perhaps you could suggest someone to replace him.
No, I really can't. Not right now.
Well, give it some thought. The trustees would really respect your opinions.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll do that. Bye.
Boy, this is great. This is just what I needed. Get away for a couple of days, clear my mind, spend a little time with my good buddy. Really means a lot to me, Hayden. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome, Howard.
Oh, you've got that coach's meeting coming up. I better get out of your way. I know. I'll take some more pictures down on the field. Go Breakers!
For you. Isn't he cute?
Yes, it's cute. It's some sort of a hat.
It's a toaster cover. I noticed you didn't have one.
Does anyone?
Yes, everybody. Everybody in my craft group and everybody on their Christmas list.
We're home from work.
Home from work.
Hello, Christine.
Oh,
hello.
Hi,
sweetheart.
Hello, Shirley.
Yeah. Hi, Shirley. Why is a toaster wearing a hat?
It's a toaster cover.
Huh? Won't the blender get jealous?
Blender cover? What a great idea. Can I tell the girls in the craft group it was mine?
Well, sure, please. Don't tell them it was mine.
It's almost 6 o'clock. We should probably start thinking about dinner. Now, tonight, you pick the restaurant and we're treating.
Oh, Howard, we don't need to go out to dinner. Why don't we get something in?
Nonsense. You're nice enough to have us as guests in your home. We are going to take you to the best place in town. What is it?
Well, we like the Beef and Go.
The Beef and Go it is. Come on, Shirley. Let's go get into our dinner clothes.
I hope they brought overalls.
Christine, I just don't want them spending a lot of money on dinner for us.
Okay. With the Beef and Go?
Honey, Howard got fired.
What? Oh. When did he tell you?
He didn't tell me. Kisley called me this afternoon. They're looking for a replacement. Did Shirley say anything to you?
Shirley must not know, or else she would have told me. I mean, she tells me everything. Believe me, I wish she wouldn't. I know things about Howard that would make you beg for a polyp story.
I don't know how he can keep this from Shirley.
Well, I don't know either, but she's got to find out eventually. Hayden, you've got to talk to him.
Well, why is this my responsibility?
Because he's come to you. This is a cry for help.
He's always coming to me. What about my cries for help?
Just talk to him.
I don't want to talk to him.
Hayden, just think about this. Suppose this never comes out into the open and Howard is never able to work his way through this. They may never leave.
Talking couldn't hurt.
We're ready.
Yeah. Hey, Howard, Shirley, before we go, I'd like to show you the library.
The library?
Yeah.
Sure. Whoever thought Hayden Fox would have a library?
Well, Shirley, if there was anything on your mind, you could talk to me about it, couldn't you?
Well, actually, there is something. But some people don't want any part of this kind of thing. Not everybody wants to be bothered.
Oh, Shirley, please, sit down. Anything. Anything at all that I can do.
Well, okay. I need a 10th person for my dish towel chain letter.
Look at all these books. Oh, boy, I wish I had time to read. But things have been so crazy at work since you left, I feel like I'm doing two jobs.
Howard?
What?
I know what happened.
What are you talking about?
Well, Kisley called me at the office this afternoon and told me you were fired.
He did.
I'm sorry, Howard.
Well, for your information, I was not fired. Howard Burley has never been fired. This was an early retirement.
You chose to take an early retirement?
Well, he did for me. That bastard! I never saw it coming. After all those years, Kisley calls me into his office 5 o'clock one day and tells me they're letting me go. I broke down right in front of him. He said he was leaving. I could stay in the office until I composed myself. But he lied. He had the security guards throw me out the first thing the next morning.
You haven't told Shirley yet, have you?
How could I, Hayden? She depends on me. She thinks of me as her caveman who goes off in his loincloth to kill meat for her.
Oh, come on, Howard, you're exaggerating a little.
Would you like to see the loincloth she knitted me?
No, I'll take your word for it.
I try to keep myself in control around her, because that's what we are expected to do.
We?
It's just so damn hard being a man! You're expected to be strong all the time. Well, I am not strong.
I know, Howard.
I wish someone would tell me it's okay not to be strong. Hayden.
What?
As a fellow man, tell me it's okay not to be strong.
Oh, Howard.
Please.
It's okay not to be strong.
Oh, thank you for giving me permission!
Now, listen, you got to tell Shirley. I mean, she's going to figure it out eventually.
Oh, come on, Hayden. You know Shirley? She still thinks I used to be a boxer. Well, what are you going to do? Just stay in Florida and pretend you're on vacation? Thank you, Hayden. You're a good friend. Howard, you can't stay here and hide from your problems. You're going to have to tell Shirley, and the two of you are going to have to figure out what to do next with your lives. What are we going to do? There are no opportunities out there for pathetic, washed-up athletic directors. Oh, come on, you haven't even looked around. I have talked to everyone in this business I know who likes me.
You can't limit yourself that way.
I've talked to people who don't like me. I've talked to people who don't know me. Now they know me, but they don't like me.
Oh,
you're the only one that can help me, Hayden. You're the only one that I can count on. You're the only one that's always stuck by me. I'm begging you, help me find another job.
Howard, get off me.
Now, look. I can make a few phone calls. No. It may not amount to anything. But are you ready to be a man and go out there and talk to Shirley?
Yes. Let's go. Are my eyes puffy?
All right.
Shirley, Howard has something he needs to tell you. Isn't that right, Howard? Right.
What is it, sweetie?
Well, I should have told you when it happened last week. I kept it from you because I was embarrassed. I'm sorry. Shirley, I was fired.
Oh, Howard.
Don't worry. It's going to be all right. Hayden's going to find me a new job.